As always, it's the king himself, the pride of Poland. It's King Kyo, baby.
Up the poles, got. Let's go. Lewa with a big praise. Big praise.
Honorary Polish citizen over there. He has a Polish passport in his hand, as we speak.
I do. I love them. I'm forced, but I love them.
So we've listened to all you guys here, and we want to give you what you want. We're men of the people. What can we say?
We do love the people.
You know, you've given us this position of power, and we want to give back to the community. So, Kyo, tell us what conspiracy theory we're going to talk about today.
Right, so today, we're going to be diving deep into the conspiracy theories of the moon landing. So just sort of talking about the basic level of it, what we sort of already know, then some side ones as well. It's just going to be quite a nice chat.
Now, I'm going to have to put a disclaimer here before we start. I am a novice when it comes to conspiracy theories. I have some basic understanding of some conspiracy theories, but this is where the king himself won his crown, because he knows the shit out of some of these. He is a genius at conspiracy theories.
By the end of it, we both got to make a decision.
He never gets off Reddit.
I have literally never once used Reddit.
Go on, Kyo. Just tell us a bit about the moon landing there.
Right, well...
Flex them muscles.
Well, obviously we all know that there's a lot of claims that the United States, when they first claimed to land on the moon, they didn't do it, they just lied about it so as they could beat the Soviets to it, which is a very common conspiracy and one of the most widely accepted ones.
And see, it's one that even my unlearned knowledge, I've absolutely unlearned knowledge.
You want to unlearned knowledge, bro, you're so smart.
I'm trying to think of a good way of phrasing this.
Obviously, so much knowledge.
I'm going to use novice again. You know, it's the best way to do it. Obviously, as I stated previously, I am a novice at this. But even I know this conspiracy theory, and it's one that I can buy into. History kind of dictates that America were desperate to catch up with the Soviets in the Cold War. They were years behind. The Russians got Sputnik up into space, but couldn't land on the moon. And I think that they were absolutely desperate to appear to have won the space race and filmed it in a studio. Why else was the flag moving? Why was it waving? No gravity in space, man.
Right. So that's the first point we can talk about. So the waving flag.
Not the 2010 FIFA World Cup song.
No, not that amazing song. So we have
the actual waving flag.
I genuinely have so many points here, just like different points a lot of people make about why it's fake. And the flag in the wind is the first one up that top, like that the flag's waving and it should be completely still. And, right, so I'm going to let you say what you know about it, what you think about it, and then I'll say what I think about it, and then I'll say what the debunk is for it, whether or not, despite the fact that I probably don't believe it.
Okay, but this is going to be a short segment here, because what I know is pretty much what I summed up there. What I believe, on the other hand, I do believe it did happen. I think America had this fixation with appearance, and have always been the victor into kind of anything that they enter. So I can definitely buy that they would do something like that. And why don't they go back? Like, have they ever been back to the moon? To my knowledge, I can't remember them ever going back.
No.
So why haven't they ever gone back?
Well, a good point is, why would they go back? It's a big rock. They went. They saw it was a big rock and they came back.
Okay, but maybe.
And it takes a lot of fuel. That's bad for the atmosphere. Since then, they've learned about climate change. So, they've learned it's not good for the universe, or not good for the planet, if you fly to the moon for no reason, because you've already seen that it's just a big rock.
I know this might sound completely silly, but it's not some... The moon has some connection to water, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, Now, I don't know. As I said, to me, any movie I've ever watched of the moon, it does look like a big fucking rock. But does it not have some connection to, like, water and stuff like that? Surely they could tap into some sort of resources up there.
Bro, it ain't a spiritual connection. it has a gravitational pull.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember reading something about it.
The water's loose enough to get caught by it. That's pretty much what happens. As far as I know, I'm not ridiculously educated on what the moon is. I'm not that big into big rocks. But like that point there that I made where it said that I said the moon has a gravitational pull, I'm fairly sure that's pretty like common knowledge. And what makes sense there is when we see the flag waving, the debunk for it is that why would the flag be completely still? It's not zero gravity. There's still a little bit of gravity. And the way the flag looks like it's drooping down on the outside where it'd be the heaviest. So that does make sense. But also, the whole flag sort of waving. It's not just one part. Like, it's not looking like it's falling. It's looking like it's waving.
Hmm.
So I don't believe that, but that's a like fairly reasonable debunk for it.
So I suppose this is the perfect opportunity for you to give your personal opinion. Do you believe in this theory?
I believe in parts of it. That's what we're going to get into along the way.
Okay, no matter. Well, you take the car seat, man. You take the fucking wheel.
Right, well, the next little detail that we'll talk about is there's a reflection of what seems to be a studio microphone in the visors of one of the astronauts at some point. So, like, obviously, that doesn't look good. But it looks like a studio microphone. That doesn't mean it is a studio microphone.
What could it possibly be?
It could literally be a glare on the thing that just happens to look like the muffle of a studio mic because it's that part that's blacked out. Mm. Like, it could be anything like that. It could be a little speck on the camera or something. It could be something to do with the camera that I picked it up weird because it's in space. Like, you don't fucking know. But, like, things like that, like, the real nitty-gritty details, I see them and I think that's solid evidence, so I do believe that, like, that was... I do believe that it was staged, but I also believe they went. I think what happened was they went and they either didn't get good footage or they got footage that had something bad in it that they couldn't show or something like that. So they had to stage it afterwards to release it. Like, maybe the file corrupted or something. I don't fucking know. That's what I think happened. So I think it was staged, but they also actually did go to the moon because it's ridiculous to think that they'd fly a rocket up and land it and not actually go.
I do like that because it's the kind of in between that I've never heard anyone kind of go with. I've never heard anyone, like, you either believe it happened or you believe that it's staged. No one's ever gone, well, they got up there and obviously, but the footage that you see, that we've all seen,
yeah, it looks like it doesn't look like it's in space.
But then again, I suppose people would be wary of believing that because they would be like, if they ever found out that 100% it was confirmed that footage was staged, but they go, well, we actually did make it up to the moon, like, we landed on the moon, we just don't have the actual footage from that, we just pretended that was it.
No,
people would be like, well, why would we believe it?
Well, I'd say, like, maybe they have corrupted footage, or maybe they have, as I said, footage they can't show, or something happened up there, like something went wrong and one of the astronauts passed away or something and they just didn't let her get out. Maybe it's just something like that and it's not they didn't go, it's just something bad happened there.
I do like that counter. I have to say it makes a lot of sense.
Leave the book wide open for what happened that the footage couldn't be released.
Exactly. And we're just like, shit, now we just like, oh, release that fucking footage. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, we need to see that.
Yeah. But back to the footage we actually saw. Another, like, massive point that people make is, like, it didn't look like they were walking on the moon. Like, the way they were walking looked faked. And it looked like you could see some strings. But easily in those old cameras, the way that the thing worked, you know, the way it sort of, like, flicker little lines across, that can easily look like there's strings above someone when there isn't. So that's that pretty much, like, that's a reasonable debunk for that one already. And the walking weird, the only knowledge we have of walking on the moon is from TV shows, because the only people that we've actually ever seen walk on the moon were in that video if it was real.
Yeah.
So us saying that they're not walking right for someone on the moon makes no sense at all.
Yeah, we have no proof of like, what someone and walking looks like.
Even people say, like, oh, you can see how they walk in space, but that's completely different because space is zero gravity. The moon has gravity. Like, it's just simple. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense, but at the same time, you can see the strings. They could be the lines on the camera, but they seem to be there for a bit too long to just be a line on a camera.
Is there any more kind of things that people that believe in these conspiracy theories would point to say this is clearly why the moon landing did not happen? Is there any other kind of major kind of talking points in that they'd be like, this is why it didn't happen?
Well, by fucking Christ, have you come in at a fantastic time, Nozzle, with that statement.
I was looking forward to this.
Because next up on the list, genuinely, is the Van Allen radiation belt. Have you ever heard of this, Noz?
Not, haven't a Solomon clue.
Right, so what this is it's like a magnetic field, like a radioactive magnetic field that's around Earth. There's right. two of them. So the inside one is all protons, the outside one's all electrons.
Alright.
They're both they're radioactive, so you, like, when people go through them, they increase the risk of cancer and stuff. So this is one of the main reasons people give for, like, it's actually impossible to go to the moon. They couldn't have went there. Like, you can't send people there. Back to explain what it is. So it's like, there's these subatomic particles, so that's the protons and the electrons, and they're like controlled by magnetic storms that come from the sun. So they are constantly changing and they're becoming more powerful in some areas, and it's very hard to like sort of keep track of them. The first person that found them was obviously a man, Van Allen, that's named after. I don't know much about him. Apparently these things, what they do is, like, the reason that they increase your risk of cancer is that they're able to tear through, like, your DNA and your skin cells and stuff if they touch bare skin or that. And obviously it's going to be hard to make a completely airtight container that's going to be able to resist that much radiation. So that's, like, a big argument that they make. And, it, like, also it can fuck technology up because, you know, magnetic activity like that can fuck up technology very easily. But like, then when you look at the other side of it and you look at what actually, like, what those proof of, there are like thousands of hours of like engineering notes on building a rocket ship that's capable of surviving this and capable of holding it out. And like, there's so many files of things like that are available for people to see. Like, there's so much evidence that thing was actually made and there was so much engineering gone into it. It would be ridiculous to make all of them as fake files.
Yeah, it would be. And I suppose anyone with kind of knowledge in that field will be able to kind of tell you whether that was possible to be made at the time with the raw materials they had, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyone with kind of half of knowledge of that area, expertise, like, I'm sure they'd be able to tell you, okay, well, with the limited tools they had back then, there's no way they could have done it. Or, yeah, they could have actually done that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that could have been easily debunked if they could not have made that chip at all.
Yeah, but they had the notes for it, so it's... Also, like, they learned how to measure it, so they were able to plan routes to go through, like, narrow parts of it that were less radioactive instead of going through the parts of it that would be the worst. But also, then, once they developed all this, they sent something up to do, before this, they sent something up to do a test on it to see how radioactive it was, because they were being very, like, they were being very cautious and very careful with what they were making, and they were making it, like, so safe that it would be able to survive pretty much anything. And when they did the test, they found out that if a human was to go through it, like, at the speed that they go through it in the rocket ship, so it takes them, like, less than an hour, they would get a radioactive, like a dose of radons 1/30th of the size that would need to be killing you. And that's if they go through without a ship. So when they did the tests on the people that actually went through it and it came back, it was like less than 1/100th or something. So I think this this side theory is fucking stupid. It doesn't make any sense because there's testing to show, like, there's actual tests that you can, like, if you wanted to, you could try performing yourself. What one of the lads did was he fucked some balloon up there. It was obviously some specialized balloon that cost a lot of money, but he fucked some balloon up there and then tested the level of radioactivity on it.
But that's what I think that is a very silly kind of counter argument because of how easily it could be proved by anyone. Because, as you said,
that was a very big counter argument for a long time, but then they had to, like, so I think they had them files classified for a long time and then they had to declassify them, and it just sort of ruined everyone's argument.
Yeah, I suppose people's argument when it was classified with people, why can no one access them? Because they're going to say, well, the reason no one can access them is because it didn't happen, blah, blah, blah. But they, as you said, the minute that they declassified them, everyone had to kind of access to them, and you're just like, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. Got that one wrong.
So my opinion on that is that's a stupid theory. It's like a 2 out of 10 theory. Shit theory.
I agree.
Then we'll go back to another couple of, like, dodgy bits about NASA that people like to bring up. So one of people's favorite ones is NASA had a lot of sets of the moon, like fakes of the moon with, like, fake ships and stuff. And people are like, well, yeah, that's a really easy place to, like, just shoot it. But that's ridiculous because...
Where were they hiding these big moons, like?
No, they were like, they literally have a corner of a studio and it'd be covered in, like, whatever, like, dust, fucking white sand, whatever the fuck it is. Mm. But the background of it would be painted.
Yeah.
And then they'd be in the rocket and... People were claiming this is where they this is where they were able to record it. But it does, in theory, make sense because they did have, like, a model of the moon along with a life model, like a real size model of the ship.
Hmm.
But it's still ridiculous to think because I doubt that they put that much effort into the ships that they look like that they'd be working like that.
I just think that's a ridiculous thing to hang on to because if you believe that it happened on a film lot, it doesn't just because they have a model size kind of thing of the moon that they were probably using in, like, when they were prepping the astronauts or whatever, and that they're having meetings and they're discussing how they're going to do this or whatever. Just because they have a model of the moon does not mean, like, any good CGI artist could just put a computer generated fucking version of the moon on. Sure, Star Wars at the time, you know, like that was 1976 or something like that, and what, the moon landing was 69, was it? I think it was 69, wasn't it? I think it was 69.
I definitely should know, but
yeah,
I don't fucking know.
I think it was 6 cents. So we're talking maybe 7 years between the two events. Yeah, and at the time, everyone's like, whoa, Star Wars, that was groundbreaking for, like, its visuals. So I suppose maybe, like, yeah, there was 7 years. Maybe they didn't think it was possible, but come on, any decent CGI artist could just have created a visual of the moon. Just because they have a model of the moon. Like,
yeah, like it is.
Like, oh, that was silly.
I don't like that. Like, I don't like that one because it just. It's a very silly thing. And it also, our theory we will be getting onto later, if that one's true, that means this one can't be true and this one's the best theory that's ever existed.
So obviously, if we believe this one, then the next one you're going to say...
No, not the next one, but one the best one.
Okay. But anyway, if you believe this theory, the one you're on about cannot be true.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you can literally choose one or the other.
Well, like... They're similar, but you have to choose one.
Don't tease me like this. I need to hear it.
You'll hear it eventually.
Oh, come on.
So then, I just another thing that a lot of people say is, as you said, why didn't they go back?
Mm.
And very simply is, as I said, the climate change, the amounts of gas that's not good for the environment that they're getting out, the cost of it, it is extremely expensive. The amount of fossil fuel that you're burning, so that's like a limited resource that we need and you're burning it. Obviously, Elon Musk's doing his bit, he'll probably have an electric one soon, legend. Then there's the risk to human life, of course, because a lot of missions to space go wrong. I've seen a lot of rockets take off and blow up in the sky. Not many of them have people on them, but they still blow up in the sky.
Who would want to be an astronaut? It's just a fucking danger, man.
Then there's the other argument I've already made of, what if it's just a big rock and they don't want to go back? Then there's the argument of, what if they saw something up there and they don't want to go back? So both of them are just like, what if something was up there or nothing was up there and they might not want to go back to see something or nothing
again. I feel if there was something up there,
they definitely human nature.
We have, we are such a curious species that I just think that if there was something up there, any sign of life or any sign of any activity up there at all, I think we would have been on the first ship back up there.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't something like that. That's what I mean. Like maybe someone just died.
Yeah, no, I think the fact that what you said is maybe there was nothing up there and they decided it wasn't worth our while going back. I think that's more likely than they saw something that scared them away. Because yeah. I feel like human nature, especially Americans, we went with 3 astronauts this time, we'll go over 300 next time, we're going to fucking kill these motherfuckers.
Imagine if they went up and like there was just some alien graffiti on the moon. Aliens drew a big cock.
That's definitely a conspiracy theory for another. We have to talk about aliens, UFO sightings, and all that shit. Like, we have to definitely talk about that sort of shit. Like, maybe we can include it at the end of this one. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
No.
Ah, go on. You have to keep your opinion on that one.
Man, you need research for that sort of shit.
But just make your raw opinion. I'm going to do a proper episode. Go on. Okay, do aliens exist?
Yeah.
No.
You're stupid.
No, I'm saying no.
You're stupid.
What science? Go on, prove it. Where's your proof?
Hey, NASA.
What?
You're stupid.
Where's your proof?
You're stupid.
See, look, he's resorting to childish insults here. That just shows his level
there
of intelligence.
There is an infinite amount of universes. All right?
Yeah, maybe, but you don't have big antennas and stuff, and they don't probe you on a big spaceship.
I don't remember saying anything like
that. No, but that's why everyone's... like perception of aliens is that they're big, they're green, they look like Paul.
Maybe they do. You don't know that.
They might, but I'm saying I don't think so.
You know, I think they're just gonna like be smaller or bigger people.
No, I think they'd be just maybe a different kind of version of us.
Or maybe they'll just be like a quadruped that can speak. Big fucking word, isn't it?
Yeah, you're gonna have to explain that one to me. Like, I probably myself with knowledge of words, but I don't know what the fuck that is.
Walks on four legs, man.
Walks on four legs?
Yeah, quadruped.
A dog.
4 feet. Yeah, like a dog that can talk. Maybe that's what they become.
Yeah, if they're all talking dogs, we all love them.
Maybe.
Okay, so we'll go back to this topic. That's probably a topic for another time.
Yeah, that is, but simply, you're stupid.
I will let you have that so we can move on to the rest of this video.
Okay, now we get into the good part.
Let's go.
Okay, right, so this is the Stanley Kubrick's fucking man.
Kubrick,
yeah. It's written as Kubrick because I'm a retard. It auto-corrected me the whole time. That's really annoying. That's really annoying, man.
You're stupid.
I am stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the whole Stanley Kubrick conspiracy.
Okay.
It is sick. Right?
I love the man.
So, Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey set looks similar in places to the actual footage of the moon landing. This is why you can't believe that they did it in the space station, because this one means that they went to England to do it. And you actually can see similarities in like the shape of the ground and stuff between the set of Space Odyssey and the moon landing, which is pretty funny. Then there's... there was two people from America, supposedly. I don't know if there's actual evidence of this, but I'm not leaving this out. Mm. So Daniel Rumsfeld and Henry Kissinger. So there are former Secretary of Defense and former Secretary of State in America. They both went over to the UK to talk to Stan, Big Stan.
Stan the man.
Yeah, I can't be asked. I just keep saying his name, so I just call him Stan now. So they supposedly flew over to England and just went, "Oi, Stan, leave us your keys for that set there." Stan went, "No, what do you mean?" And they were like, "Oh, just for a weekend, man. Like, just leave it open. You don't need to like check up on us. It'll all be cleaned up. We just need to record some footage. That's it." And Stan was like, "Ah, no." Well, eventually he gave in. So eventually he allowed them to use his studio. So that's why they look the same, because they are the same.
I have never heard anything more dodgy than, "Ah, Stan." Man, give us the keys and don't ask any questions about it.
That was the exact wording on the phone call. Yeah, so supposedly what happens. So Stan goes, right, Graham, gives them the keys. And they set up anyways, and so two CIA agents act as the fucking astronauts. So that would be
Armstrong, Collins,
Buzz Aldrin, yeah.
Buzz Aldrin, yeah.
So there'd be three of them. There was three CIA agents, IA agents acting as them. I fucked that so bad. And they were all being recorded by a crew of CIA that were acting as a camera crew as well, right? And apparently, Kubrick was just like, "That's your fear of shy at that." So he went in, and against his better judgment, he helped them and he directed it.
Stanley Kubrick, one of the best directors of all time, directed the moon landing.
I told you this is the best conspiracy ever.
I love this theory.
And supposedly, you know his really famous movie, The Shining.
Yeah.
Supposedly, that entire movie, he's just dropping hints at the fact that he recorded it.
I don't know. I literally had to study The Shining when we're in the mine, and I can tell you, I have no understanding as to where he is dropping these hints that he directed the moon landing.
I am about to explain them to you. Thank fuck you know the movie, because I don't, but I have points about the movie written down.
Okay, go.
So, in the opening, Danny is playing with his cars and his trucks. I don't know if it's the opening, but he's playing with his cars and his trucks on the carpet.
Yeah.
And you know the pattern on the carpet?
Yeah.
That's sort of like two lines and up to a hexagon.
Yeah.
Ooh, guess what that looks like, man. Moon. Looks exactly like the fucking launch pad that they used to get the rocket up there.
That is just, it's pure coincidence. There's no way.
Man, it looks just like it. I seen the
picture. Please tell me this bit of the theory gets a bit better, because that is just coincidence.
This next part is actually a part that like has me thinking, because it's actually like, it's ridiculous, but also it makes sense.
Right.
Because otherwise, it's ridiculous for this to happen. For the reason it supposedly happened, but it's also ridiculous for this to happen without that reason. So, when Danny goes down and goes into the room, what room number does he go into?
Oh, fuck, I forgot to. Oh, shit.
237?
237, yeah.
Bang on.
Yes.
In the book, what room does he go into?
Didn't need the book.
Room 217.
So why did they change it?
Why did they change it to 237? Also, this is where you think there's, why the fuck would they change that? There's no reason to change that. So there has to be.
Prior to the fact that Stanley Kubrick was a controlling motherfucker.
Yeah, but are you ready for the supposed reason?
Go on.
Right. So the supposed reason is because the moon is 237,000 miles away from the Earth.
I don't. See,
it makes no sense, but it also makes no sense for it not to be true.
See, I don't know why he would have changed numbers. As I said, Kubrick is notorious for being very controlled, and Stephen King hates movie adaptation for how much change it meant. But as you said, why would you make such a small change that maybe no one would really give a shit about? But then why would he be hinting that he directed this top secret footage? That he'd never be able to tell anyone?
Because he was silenced, man. He was told, "Oi, you don't fucking tell anybody. You don't tell anyone about this one."
Stan, lad.
Stan, man.
I'm just thinking, you're a bit.
You'll be no fucking man if you tell anyone about this, Stan.
All I'm picturing now is you're a bit in there.
You and your clan. Gone.
You and your clan.
Oh. Right, what are you picturing, man?
You know, the Meghan and Harry interview when Oprah Winfrey's just like, "Were you silent?" Or silenced. I'm not picturing this. Stanley Kubrick. He's fucking like, crying.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, also, you know your boy Danny. Young Dan Dog. Yeah. Stan the man and Dan the boy. So it's Danny boy. Danny boy. What jumper is he wearing now, though? Do you know what's on about his jumper? Do you remember his jumper?
No, off the top of my head, no.
It's a nice blue jumper.
All right.
It has a rocket ship on the front of it. Right? Yeah. Not just any rocket ship. It is an Apollo 11 jumper. His jumper has Apollo 11 on it, man.
Honestly, God, I'm putting this down. I'm debunking this one myself. I'm putting it down. The movie was made in 1980. 11 years after, any 11-year-old boy would be obsessed with what was the... That was the best thing to happen in that century. That would groundbreak shit. Any 11-year-old boy would be proud of that. That is a coincidence. There's no way. Come on. Man,
you cannot just say you're debunking it. I'm only halfway through.
I'm debunking that particular aspect of the theory.
No. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay? So, apparently... So, Danny represents Kubrick.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, like, he supposedly... against his better judgment, helped him out in filming it. Hmm. So that's why Danny goes into the room. Hmm. Because he's filming it in the room. The fake moon landing, you know?
Yeah.
Just like Kubrick did, yeah?
Okay.
And when he comes out of the room, what happened to him?
God, my knowledge of this movie is going to have to
be... Man, he had a torn jumper. And he had scratches on his neck and on his face.
And what's that like to symbolize?
What do you think that represents? The fucking CIA silencing him.
Bastards, man. Scumbags.
They said, no.
No, Stan. Get away there, lad. Yeah. Don't be asking questions, you big bollocks.
And now we get on to the final 2 points I have about this one.
Okay. Come on,
hopefully
you saved the best for last
year. Man, these are the stupidest things ever. I watched this dude, what's his name? Over here somewhere. Oh, that's so bad, I took him away. Oh no, it's not, it's Will McFadden. I can't remember his YouTube channel name. But his name is Will McFadden.
Thank God that this is actually like a YouTuber, because I was about to say, who the fuck is Will McFadden in Shining? And I was like, I don't know who that character is.
Right. So when they go down into the storeroom, yeah?
Yep.
So the first box you see in the background, what number is on the box, Nazan? It starts with a 3. And it's 2 numbers.
So it is 2 numbers? Like 2 more? Or like
no, 30 some of them.
37?
No, 39, you feel. You know, nothing. Right. What is the significance of 39?
Nick is not his old number.
What a stupid answer.
No, I'm no clue. The 39.
The significance of number 39 is that Apollo 11's launch pad was launch pad number 39.
How the fuck would I know that?
How do you not know that? You're such a fool, man.
Man, you know me. I claim to be a novice at the start of this.
I don't care, man.
I haven't changed.
Oh, you're an expert now.
I'm nearly an expert once I get to this last point.
Right, so yeah. So like, obviously, that box, well actually, I must be honest, the number isn't 39 that's on the box. It's 39 and then like 60.
60.
Something like that.
39000.
But that is supposedly to represent Launchpad 39.
That is it's a bit far fetched.
This next one's better. So when they're walking around the storeroom, they walk by a shelf, and behind them on the shelf, there's things of Tang. Do you know what Tang is?
No.
Okay, so Tang's a drink that astronauts drink, man.
I know your voice right there. Astronauts. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The astronauts.
Oh yeah.
So supposedly the astronauts drank Tang.
Yeah, you tell me that, yo.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah.
So Tang. That's what astronauts drink.
Okay.
What evidence do we have that astronauts drink Tang, Nosa?
Commercial.
I saw a 5-minute clip of a TV commercial.
Hey, I got that right!
Yeah, where a child drank Tang, and then all of a sudden the child was wearing an astronaut uniform.
That is brilliant. That is the whole basis of that theory, is that he drank a drink, that only astronauts can drink.
No, but it like that's what it was advertised, was like the astronauts drink. So like the fact that it's there is like, yeah, there's tang there, but they also walk through a storeroom with a lot of shit in the background. That's a very specific thing to pick out. Yeah, it's not as bad as the box. The box number 39 million is a stupid one.
Yeah, that is a very stupid one. Is that the last one on them weird points?
So that's the last one of this. And I after this, I'm just open to discussing how we both feel about it. And,
okay.
So what do you think about, just give me a general, like, just this last section I've given you. Just give it a rating out of 10. Same way I said 2 out of 10 for that stupid Van Allen shit and you agreed.
I'm glad we're on the same wavelength because I was thinking about rating these particularly. Yeah. If this is going to be a long running series that we do, I was thinking
thought we'd rate the two sub ones and then we can have like a sub conspiracy rating list as well.
As much as I want to believe the Kubrick theory, I'm going to give it a 3. I don't buy it. I don't buy any of it. I really don't. I suppose the bit that would have got me the most is the one that you said was so stupid that why would you change it? Was the door number. Like, why change the door number?
Yeah.
That's the only one where I'm thinking, it's such a small change in any movie. Why would you make that change from the book adaptation to the movie? So that's the only one that I have any sort of question marks about. But then again, it can be easily answered by Stanley Kubrick is a notorious control freak. He's notoriously controversial, and I was like, he probably just was a big fuck you to Stephen King. So that's my answer for that one. But yeah, I think overall it's so silly.
Well, my opinion on Big Stan's fucking theory, where he's directing this shit, man. Mm. There are parts that are believable.
Which parts are these? Which ones of them?
The parts where the guys flew over, because there's evidence of that. They did fly over. And the part where they talked to him, because they did talk to him.
Where's the proof that they talked to
him? They were photoed with him.
They were photoed with him.
As far as I know.
Would have been around the same time as... What? So he was shooting 2001 A Space Odyssey at the time, yeah?
I don't think so.
What movie was he shooting in?
I think that... Or wait, maybe it was. Yeah, and he just... Yeah. Because
it can't have actually... The Shining is the one that you were saying that the examples were in, but it couldn't have been The Shining that came out 11 years after.
Yeah, that's like... 80s.
If we're correct, that the moon landing happened in 69.
Maybe it happened before then, because I think...
It definitely happened in the 60s.
I think A Space Odyssey came out in 68.
It definitely came out
research,
in the
60s. Oh, wait, a researcher. Yeah, so... overall... Fucking 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
Man, there's realistic bits. Yeah, so that Space Odyssey was 68. When was the moon landing?
But then again, if it was on Space Odyssey and they were using the footage...
Yeah, the moon landing was 69. So it does make sense that the set would still be there.
Yeah, exactly. It would make a lot of sense. That would have been the movie that they were doing that.
Yeah. And it also, as we said before, I did say that it means that you can't believe it, but they also did have models of the spacecraft at NASA for their practice scenes. They could have easily transported one then without anyone knowing because they're NASA. And then they could have just...
Shady corporation.
Yeah, it is. Although it was, I think it's in the middle of London where his recording studio is. But still, like, it's NASA. I reckon they could have probably taken that in bits and built it up.
Exactly. And surely they have some protective measures to, even just to not spoil films, especially back then when there wasn't so much, like there wasn't social media. They definitely... Like if you saw something a bit fishy going on in this on the background of that set, like you wouldn't have the means to take pictures and send them all over Twitter and Facebook and all that. Like it would have been just one guy going, "What the fuck happened there?" and then kind of forgetting about it.
Hmm.
Yeah, like and then when that theory came out, like that he probably been in his, like fucking 70s, 80s, like so. Like, what are the chances? Like something fishy could have went on there, and at the time, with people had so little kind of. Means to kind of communicate on a wide scale.
Yeah,
like it could easily have just died with that one man that happened to see something fishy going on that would never even bother to investigate.
Yeah, man. Fucking crazy though that happened, isn't it?
I can't believe it. You just changed my opinion on one of the best directors of all time. He's a fraud, man. He's part of the biggest cover up ever.
Man, he showed you all the signs. You're just blind. You can't see the tree.
I don't understand if that particular theory is true, though. Why? What made him start throwing these hints in The Shining? If this is all true, this is. What?
Because he was silenced, man. He had to show him, man. He had to fight the power, bro. He had to do it, man.
But why? Like, he would instantly put his life at risk if they were watching that movie, knowing.
He's a maverick, bro.
They definitely would have been like, here, if you ever utter a word of this to anyone, you're brown bread. Like,
yeah, but he didn't utter a word of it. No, but he subtly mentioned it.
But then again,
but as you said, oh, any 11-year-old could be a fan of that.
Every 11-year-old, yeah. even when we were growing up.
No, but that's how they got to cover it up, because that can't be like a clear showing, because anyone could be it.
Mm.
The number change. He's a fucking picky cunt. So maybe it's possible that he just changed.
It's so insignificant
reason.
As well.
Yeah, but also he didn't do it for that reason. He did it for the reason that it's 237,000 miles away from Earth. But that's what he was doing. So he was making things that could easily have happened just because he's picky, or just because something happened, or someone made a mistake or something. But he did them all on purpose, just like how Poland went 2-0 down on purpose.
Oh god, we're not even going to speak about it. Paul, we're saving that for the Euros review, and I'm going to go hard on Paul. I'm going so hard on him.
Right. Oh. Back to the moon.
So, what was the other, the Van Halen, Van Allen or Van Halen? Van Halen's a band.
Man, how the fuck are you going to be talking about Van Halen right now?
I wasn't, when you were saying it, I was like, are you saying Van Halen or Van Halen?
No, Van Allen.
Van Allen, yeah, okay, yeah. Van Allen. You're going to have to kind of give me a refresher on that. Just a really quick kind of run through.
Right, so it's like radioactive. There are two radioactive belts around the Earth.
Yeah.
So there's an inner and an outer. The inner ones are protons.
Yeah.
So it's quite radioactive, but not that bad. The outer ones, electrons, are a lot more reactive, so that's a bit worse. The argument, again, like to say that they couldn't get through it, is to say that technology can't survive through it, which makes sense because they're controlled by magnetic storms that the sun makes.
Mm.
So there's magnetic power in them. It's an electromagnetic field. Like, so it could fuck up technology very easily.
Yeah.
Then also, it's radioactive, so it could kill people. But against that, there's all of the evidence of NASA's building of the rockets, which are able to survive it, and there's the showing that it's such a low rate of radioactivity that it doesn't even harm that much. What do you think?
I can see a lot of validity in it. Now, I can understand why people would have their concerns about it, especially on...
See, it is an easy thing to lie about, because there's no way, like as I did say, you could just do your balloon yourself, that's what people are going to say to you. I think... It's an easy thing to lie about, but I just think it's ridiculous to think that that's been lied about for so long. Because since it was discovered, it was the same thing, that it wasn't that radioactive.
I suppose the argument that technology might not work up there, which then would feed into your theory that...
Oh, actually...
So they got up there and the cameras weren't up to scratch, or they didn't, and then they had to film it on...
See, another thing I thought was maybe they had to specialise a camera to use it up there.
Yeah.
And then maybe something went wrong with it, or maybe they used it and the quality was so poor that you couldn't make it out, or that it looked just like black and white.
Exactly, which feeds into your counter argument earlier at the start.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I think that one has a lot more validity to it than the cubic one, and I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. I can see bits of that where I was like, yeah, it's not the worst.
Well, just while we're on about the Van Allen belt, big up Van Allen, he's a big legend. He discovered the belt and then went, "Oi lads, do you know how I reckon we could make this radioactive field less radioactive?" And they all said, "What?" And he goes, "I think we should put a nuke up there and blow it up." And they all said, "Stop you, you fool you."
Stop you.
And then about 30 years later in America, they did it.
But see, why am I not surprised? America.
I know, of course, America. America.
America's thing for answer for everything is, yeah, let's fucking blow it up. Let's just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Send the nukes. Oh god. Never mind guns.
Okay, so what's your final conclusion on the overall theory? Do you think it happened, didn't happen, or are you sort of like me and you have somewhere in the middle?
Okay, at the start of this, I would have been obviously...
Bro, I'm so going to change people's minds.
Yeah, no, I have to say, I think you might have changed my mind, well, I don't know, for the better in some people's opinion and for the worse in others. At the start, well, I would have been...
To talk horseshit about Anthem for an hour and you can change anyone's mind.
At the start, I would have thought... I would have probably believed it. I probably would have thought, yeah, there's something fishy going on there. It didn't happen the way they said it happened. And I probably would have said, yeah, I could buy that America would fake that. After hearing some of the counter arguments that you're after giving for people that believe that it didn't happen, they sound so ridiculous to the point that I'm just like, I don't know if I can support this. The Kubrick one especially, That's where you completely lost me. I completely flip-flopped and...
That's my favourite part of it all.
It's so ridiculous. It was hilarious.
I got you hyped up for that as well. I told him I had a great side theory that I had to explain to him, but I wasn't allowed to say it to him until we were on.
And trust me, I enjoyed listening to it. It was funny. But I can't genuinely, in my heart, say, yes, I believe that. I'd have to say, I'm closer to saying, yeah, it happened. After this chat, than I was before.
I think the best summary of thinking that the moon landing just didn't happen at all, and the footage is completely fake because they didn't go near it. The best response to that I've ever heard was Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he just went, "There are thousands of hours of work from engineers showing the rocket ships that they worked so hard to build. They launched it into space and retrieved it. And they put all of that time in and you think they faked it. It would just be easier to go to the moon."
That's one thing, when you put it into perspective like that this was, let's assume it happened, all right? There was conclusive proof, everyone, even the mad conspiracy theorists, had to admit it happened. Imagine the kind of vindication that the engineers and all that worked and spent decades of their life trying to make this happen. They were just like, thank you for finally acknowledging all my hard fucking work, you dicks. they put so much, assuming that they did. And even if this is fake, okay, even if they did fake it, we can only assume that engineers tried for so long to do it. As I'm saying, that they would be like, I can't believe that my whole life's work, creating a miracle, and people don't believe me. They're just like, that didn't happen. Prove it, mate.
My favorite thing is that they think, they think that NASA wouldn't have found a way to do a private launch or something that didn't have a fuckload of cameras at it, or a controlled one that they could record and a controlled landing that just they could record, if they were going to fake it so that they could just fake them too and not actually spend millions and probably billions of dollars on a rocket and a lot of money on fuel as well.
See, now all I'm picturing is, they invite all the camera crew to the to the launch pad and all that, and go, "Here, get your cameras on, look, it's about to go off." And anyway, it goes off and it goes up past the clouds and no one can see anymore. And there's this lad with a microphone and he's there, "All right, now cut to the other camera, other camera." And then it's fucking Stanley Kubrick on the fucking back lot. He's like, "Hey, shit, and rolling." Space flying. They're flying around in space. "Oh, look, one small step for man." Yeah, that's all I'm picturing right now.
Man, imagine how many times you have to stop fucking Armstrong from saying that and tell him to do it again.
Yeah, fuck's sake, Neil. I'm telling you. Say it right this time or you're fucking fired.
Well, no, it was Buzz Aldrin's line originally, but he fucked it up.
Was it Buzz? No. Oh, no, I thought...
Imagine that. Buzz Aldrin had the line and he fucked it up, so he got taken away from
him. Buzz...
He got put into the minor role. Supporting act, bro.
But at least Buzz Aldrin got the supporting act, bro, because Michael Collins is just so forgotten about. He's not even known as famous Michael Collins.
Yeah,
the lad went to fucking the moon. He's not even the famous Michael Collins.
This is bum, man.
There's no, honest to God, imagine being Michael Collins. Like, even his wife must feel sorry for him. He's like, "Ah, babe, sorry."
Okay.
Just was a bum. I never knew who the third astronaut was up until I was 15,
16. Man, I would not have been able to tell you his name if you asked me. I can only tell you.
The only reason I remember it is because I always laugh at it. Because I'm like, ah,
yeah, every time someone tells me, I laugh away that, but I never remember anyway.
But imagine it's Amy Devereaux or something. It's like, come on.
Bertie Ahern.
Just level there. Remember fucking
that shit was Bertie Ahern.
Bertie Ahern, fuck's sake.
Alright, man, before we finish up, total review of the moon, what's your final score?
I have to say, I am gobsmacked at your levels of dedication to this. Kyo is a big avid conspiracy theorist. He reads up on this shit, and this is not me joking around now. He actually does. He puts a lot of time into, not even for...
Bro, I'm not a nutcase.
No, he's most certainly not a nutcase.
I have rational views.
He is level-headed, but he does put an awful lot of work into this for his own personal benefit, not even for the Nozcast. And I'm after seeing it firsthand here for the last 40, 50 minutes or so, and I am astonished. Honest to God, it was... While I don't agree with bits of it, but it just shows your level of knowledge on the subject, and I thoroughly enjoy doing it. I have to say, as I said, you pushed me more to the side of believing it happened now. But it was enjoyable, and I do feel like I've learned through this process. I feel like I'm more educated than I was going into it. So I will give this whole moon conspiracy theory a 7. I'll give it a 7.
I think the entire moon conspiracy gets a 6 out of 10, even though I do think it was filmed, just because I don't think it's that cool of a conspiracy, and the sub-conspiracy about being filmed in London is way better.
Wait. What did you just say then?
It was filmed.
No, well, after that. Because you gave it a 6 because what?
Oh, because the sub-theory of it being filmed in London...
You said it isn't the coolest conspiracy. Why the fuck did we do the moon? You wanted to do the moon.
Oh no, the moon's a cool conspiracy theory.
You said it's not.
Yeah, but the basic moon conspiracy theory isn't as cool as the fucking Stephen Kubrick one.
Stanley
Kubrick one.
Stephen. Were calling him Stan for the whole thing, and then you called him Stephen out of nowhere. Oh god.
Call him Kubrick as well.
See, this is the kind of bits where I wish we edited this podcast. Like, we actually did, like... Let the people know. This shit is completely unedited. This comes straight from the horse's mouth, and we do not change it at all. Stephen Kubrick.
You're a fucking horse.
Nah. Oh, god. Okay. Is there any other conspiracy theory that you'd like to touch on next to give people a tease? Is there any other good ones you have that we can even ponder while we wait and see people's reaction to this one?
Bro, we don't need to give people a tease.
Like, go on, give us a few. What are some of your favorites?
Well, there's some of the other. Like, I think we should cover big ones first. Like 9/11, good one.
Oh, you'd love to do 9/11.
Yeah, I know you would.
COVID, a lot of COVID conspiracy theories. Very top
4G or 5G. 5G.
I can tell you. Recently got my second vaccination, and I can tell you that my phone has suddenly upgraded to 5G.
Yeah, no,
it's facts.
Me and Noza have a Bluetooth connection. Your houses now because I've 5G.
I don't even need to ring him to talk to him on the phone.
Yeah.
I literally just think of his name.
Dude, you got the vaccination and boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, like we're on it. We're like, we'd be texting nonstop, like me and your mother. Me and D.
Oh, not even texting, just sending it to each other's minds.
Like some Spock shit, man. Fucking woo! It's unreal.
Right, yeah. So there's a couple of possible ones. There's obviously a lot more fun ones. There's that one I discussed with you that I can't think of the name of the ranch, but the dodgy fucking ranch in America.
Always talk about, is there a cure for cancer? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Good few ones.
Endless possibilities.
Fucking Bill Gates eats kids. There's a new one.
Exactly. Did you say Bill Gates eats kids?
Just made it up, man. Just made it up.
We're going to have to give you a few weeks to fucking...
It's a thing now, though.
Spread the word, people. Bill Gates eats kids.
Man, that's... I'm going to tell people that.
Oh, God. Could you imagine that kicked off? Maybe you just saw that trend on Twitter or something. It's like, hashtag Bill Gates eats kids. Oh, God.
He definitely does. Look at him.
So that's, as I said, endless possibilities. And guess what? We're going to get the power to you people. Next time we're doing this, you're going to vote on whatever one you like. Because we love this shit. We love you having a say in this. This is a podcast for the people. This is made for yous, and we love having yous involved.
Yeah, we do. And on that note, I think it's time for us to end. I've just finally sat up. So, thank you all so much for listening. Any final remark, Noz?
Peace out!
Thanks a lot for listening. Remember, we take this shit so seriously. See yous.
Goodbye, folks.